And special guests right now, George Gordo, if you guys can give up your headsets. Because
we don't have enough headsets.
I had a question.
We don't have enough microphones.
Webcam.
If you can give them up.
Yeah. What are you supposed to do?
Here, go look at Jerry Rice, everybody. Give them up because, hey, guys, come on over. We want to talk
right.
to,
go ahead and give up.
We talk to these guys every Super Bowl because they've always been a part of at least one of the Super Bowl teams. It's the Skinlonen brothers, NFL veterans. They're now coaches. We say good morning to the older and the larger of the two.
I can hear you. I can't hear me.
Nick Skinlonen. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Greg.
Good,
how you doing?
Good to see you. It's Craig.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And,
good to be on with you.
Your little brother, Rick Skinlonen. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Greg.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay.
Yeah, I understand that you guys are upset about something. I hope it's nothing that we've done on the ticket.
No. Actually, they have been guilty of it.
I think, really, I figured they would not be guilty of this because they're our friends.
Let me ask you this, Greg. How much time have you spent talking about the Harbaugh's this week?
Quite a bit of time. It's the Harbowl.
Yeah, that's cute. Yeah. That's all we've heard, too.
Yeah, I'm so sick of hearing about that because there is a story that is of equal importance here.
You know, they're not the only brothers coaching against each other on Sunday.
You guys?
Yeah. How could you not know that?
Well, I haven't seen you on the staff list.
I did a Google search, and not one publication, other than the Jewish Daily, has written about the Skinlonen Bowl.
One other one. Avid golfer.
Yes, we do need to give a shout out to Avid golfer.
Yeah, Rick.
Yeah.
What's his name? Rosengarten?
Yeah, Rosengarten.
Think you get a sprinkle on us.
We take that publication because they're both golf aficionados.
Right.
Okay. So, which teams are you guys coaching for?
Well, I'm with the 49ers. I'm on their staff. You could call me an assistant coach, but that's not really my full title.
What are you?
I'm a special teams. Special assistant with an emphasis on deep snapping.
That's a big staff to carry that guy.
It's a long title, but that's what I do.
And Rick, you're coaching for the Ravens.
I'm coaching with the Ravens. So it's brother against brother, and I am the receivers coach.
I'm sorry?
I coach the receivers coach.
Kind of a quality control.
Okay. Like a QC.
So the Harbaugh brothers battle is clearly overshadowing the Skinlonen brothers battle.
And
I guess, has it created tension between the two of you?
Not between the two of us, between us and the world. Because, you know what? They're going to show the stupid Harbaugh parents about a million times during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, what about our parents?
What about our parents?
They're not going to the game. We couldn't get tickets for them.
We're trying to get tickets right now. Troy Eakins trying to get his tickets.
We've never been introduced to your parents.
Oh, yeah. You haven't?
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're hoping to get them out there. So, if you're watching the Super Bowl and you see a shot of Marvin and Deandra Skinlonen... Those are our parents.
Marvin and Deandra.
Marvin and Deandra.
Well, their mom and dad does, but yeah, everyone knows right. Marvin and Deandra.
And our sister Tamequa, she's going to be there.
She's a big football fan.
I never knew about your family.
Yeah, she's big into football. She's a date usher.
Right.
So how do you guys work with the Harbaughs? I hate to bring them up again, but brothers working with brothers. How do you guys get along?
John Harbaugh, he's a sweetheart.
Uh-huh.
I love him. He's probably the sweetest Harbaugh I've ever met.
Right. I have to work for Jim.
Yeah.
And he can't stand me.
Oh no! Yeah. You've always had a problem with a coach or superior, haven't you?
Right. Well,
and you're a nice guy, so we don't understand it.
I just wish once. He would call me either Coach or Nick instead of what he normally calls me.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, the initials are MF.
Yeah.
He starts everything
you don't think, you don't think that would piss Deandra off?
We never heard language like that in our household. But, yeah, he's a big jerk, and he makes fun of my title. Special team, special assistant with nemesis on deep snapping.
Even though he put you on the staff.
He's the one who gave me that job, but he still makes fun of the whole thing.
Right.
Like, why do we even have you on staff? And he never listens to me. I've had good ideas about when we should run a fake punt and stuff like that. When we should run the deep snapper around, trick play, and kind of like a fumble rooski, but we never run it.
Right.
Nick is very inventive.
Yeah.
But, I'm out. And as soon as the Super Bowl is over, I am out.
And I understand you guys are upset because you believe the Harbaugh brothers have gotten together and they're trying to bury your story.
Yeah, they're pretty...
How else would you explain it?
Yeah, how else would you explain? And then nobody other than Avid Golfer and Jewish Daily has covered the Skidmonad Bowl.
We don't get the dime on ESPN or NFL Network.
I mean, thank goodness for the Hebrews. We aren't even Jewish. We're Presbyterian.
I think they thought we were.
And they're being nice to us.
Right.
They know a good story when they see one.
And CBS has, like an 8-hour pregame show?
Yeah.
They can't do a sit-down with us?
Right. 2 minutes.
That's all we're asking
for. It's a human interest story, for God's sake.
Well, and you're the only show that had us on here on Radio Row. We have Chris Visser shopping our stories. And we still can't get on. And then we have the people from the Low T Center trying to help us out.
They're trying to get us on shows.
Yeah. And we still can't get on with anybody.
Chris helps out. It's just so sad.
It's awful because this is such a great city, and I hope you're at least enjoying the week outside of...
We're trying to. I do want to make a mention that every time we get close to getting on a radio show here in the Convention Center, Spencer Tillman jumps in the seat.
Yeah, who's that guy anyway?
Yeah, we're going to go on a swamp tour tomorrow.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah. That's going to be so fun.
That'll be great. Well, it's always a pleasure to see you guys.
Well,
and,
good to see you.
Thanks for stopping by. Congratulations on brother versus brother in the Super Bowl. That's
thanks
just
for
awesome.
Having us on. It was nice of you to have us on.
Thanks, Greg.
We appreciate pleasure. It. We'll you guys have always been good to us.
Yeah.
All right, you take care. There go these Skidmonad brothers.
Can you mind if I get a shout out real quick?
Sure.
Troy Aikman, if you're listening, we're counting on you, buddy.
Yeah, come on, Troy. Come through for us.
They need tickets.
Yeah.
All right, there's always StubHub, guys.
Or Lincoln Coleman.
Okay.
What?
There they go, Rick and Nick Skinlon and the Skinlonen brothers. It's 8:52 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Coming up next, joining us here on Radio Row from SNL and 30 Rock, Tracy Morgan.